我们上个主日，我们提到今天这一段经文，《约翰福音》第六章的27节，那边讲到，
Last Sunday we tapped upon the verses 27 on John chapter 6.
那他那个地方说，这个不要为那必坏的食物劳力。
Do not work for the food that spoils.
哎，我们今天有 PowerPoint 吗？PowerPoint，我这边很像没。按掉了吗？哦
The screen on the
这个地方
this
没有，
one wasn't
所以我不
working.
晓得它已经出现在我前后面。
Okay.
OK，没有关系，我们往前看。好，那在这英文里头翻译有很多，
There's a lot of different translation in English.
有一个翻译是Amplify 这个版本。
There is one version, amplified.
他把这个不要为那必坏的食物劳力，他这样翻。
It translates do not work for the food that spoil as follows.
他是说 stop，你先停止，停止辛劳，
Stop all the laboring.
停止为那必坏的食物辛劳，
Stop all the labor for the food that will spoil.
而停止为那必坏的食物操作，
Stop the work for the food that will spoil.
停止生产那些必坏的食物。
Stop producing the work that the food that will spoil.
那相反的呢？
On the other hand,
他说我们要为那永生的食物去奋斗，
But strive for the food that will endure to eternal life.
要为这个东西去劳力，
You need to work on it
要去生产一些永生的食物来。
and continue to produce the food for eternal life.
我觉得这样一个翻译很有意思。
I find out this type of translation is very meaningful.
我相信要得着那存到永生的食物是有次序的。
To receive the food for the eternal life, there is a sequence of action that has to happen.
那首先是要先停止一些事
The
情，
first thing you have to do is to stop certain matters.
那我们才有可能再进行另外一件事
And
情。
then we can go on to the next step.
那我印象很深刻。
I have a very great impression.
虽然英文不好，可是记得初中的时候老师讲到一个例子。
That was an example when I was in the middle school that I remember quite well.
然后这个 stop smoking 跟 stop to smoking 不一样。
There's a difference between stop smoking and stop do smoking.
stop to smoking。
Stop to smoking. Okay.
我们知道这中间不同吗？不是 stop to，只要 stop 什么 to 的时候就不一样，那个意思就不一样了。stop to，是吧？没关系，我已经说过英文不好，你们知道就好。
Anyway,
中间的一个不同的地方就是 stop smoking 就是叫你不要再做了。
stop smoking meaning stop that activity right away.
那另外一个就是说你要先停止，但是你要去吸烟，你明
The
白我意
other
思
one
吗？
saying stop do, but yeah,
OK，那
stop do smoking.
这就是
Stop to smoke.
OK，stop to smoke，
Okay, stop to smoke. Yeah.
对。那这就对了，stop to smoke，OK，
There we go. Now we
所以
finally
到底
got
我们是要吸烟还是不吸呢？
it. So anyway, so do you want to smoke or you don't want to smoke?
所以我们要弄清楚，他这边讲到不要为那必坏，要为这个存到永生，这个道理是一样。
It's the same principle that being applied over here.
假如我们没有先停止，我们先牺牲、先放弃、先割舍一些我们所爱的事情。
If we do not do the stop and sacrifice those things that we like,
你就不可能为永生的食物去劳力、
then
去生产。
you will not start to producing foods for the eternal life.
可是，一个根本的问题是，
But the fundamental question is,
你要那个存到永生的食物吗？你要不要？
are you wanting to have the food for the eternal life?
你要那个生命的粮吗？
Do you want the bread of life?
你是不是看这个生命的粮成为宝贵呢？
Do you treasure, the life of bread?
你在乎得着它吗？
Do you really care about it?
我们家老四不晓得什么时候开始学到一个很不好的字眼，
My youngest, the fourth son, learning a new word,
叫做 "Who
which is not
cares"。
Bawa. Who cares?
那只要他不高兴，你要跟他要什么东西，他不高兴或怎么样， No. 然后就接着后面就是 Who cares?
And every time you ask him something he doesn't like, he will say, Who cares?
很难改掉的.
It's very difficult to change that type of phrase.
只要一个人不 care 的时候，你怎么得着？
If a person doesn't care, how would he be able to receive?
最近收到这两天收到一个恩福这个杂志 Blessing.
I recently receiving this magazine called Blessing.
那这个 Blessing 里头有一个小故事.
There was a story that covered in that magazine.
他讲到有一位这个护教的布道家.
It talks about this evangelist. One person, he's an evangelist.
叫 Rabbi.
His name is Rabbi.
Rabbi. 那他在念神学院最后一年的时候呢，他跑到这个越南去布道四个月。
When he was in a seminary school, he went to Vietnam for some work.
那时候有一个17岁的年轻人帮他做翻译。
At one time, there was a person about age of 17 was doing a translation for him.
后来这个越共呢，他占领了这个越南。
And after the Communism Party have the control of the Vietnam,
所以这个年轻人也被捕入狱。
And that person was being put in jail.
在那当中不断被洗脑。
And he was being brainstormed with a lot of communism ideas at that time.
那越共要他读这个马克思、恩格斯、列宁这些书。
And the communism wanted him to brainstorm with a lot of idea about Marxism and all of those things that are relating to communism.
那他不要他读什么英文刊物。 他告诉他说，这宣教士灌输他的那些东西是错误的，都是毒素。
And all the thing he learned before from the this evangelist is all wrong.
那终于有一天呢，他实在受不了。
And one day he just cannot take it anymore.
那他就向神说了。
He said, he said to God.
然后神呢，我明天开始我不相信你。
Starting tomorrow, I'm not going to believe in God anymore.
结果第二天早上。
And then the next day,
那他被送到一个被派到一个最肮脏的地方去工作。
And then he was sent up to a lavatory to do some cleanup.
什么是最肮脏的地方？
What is the most dirty place to work in?
哪里？ 厕所。
A lavatory.
在那边洗厕所。
He was cleaning up the restroom.
结果就在这个粪便当中呢，他发现有一张小纸片。
Among the stool, he found a very small piece of paper.
那上面竟然有英文字。
Somehow there was some English words on it.
很好奇，就给他带回去冲洗干净。
And he take that piece of paper home and clean it up really well.
到晚上夜深人静的时候呢。
In the middle of the night,
他拿一个小小的手电筒就照那张纸。
He used a flashlight and trying to read the words on it.
发现竟然是圣经。
And to his surprise, it was words from Bible.
那里面刚好写到这罗马书第八章，就那段后半段那一页是刚好第八章那一页。
It was recorded as actually from Roman chapter 8.
他就读到呢，他说万事都互相效力。
So everything will work together.
叫爱神的人得益处。
So the person who loved God will be benefit.
那最后还讲到，有什么事情能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Who can separate us from Lord's love?
这些话大大的安慰了他的心。
Those words had given her great comfort.
结果他就跟那个主管要求，他说叫他派他去洗厕所。
And after that, he asked the supervisor to continue to send him to clean up the lavatory.
结果每天呢，他都会拿到一页的圣经。
And it was to his surprise, every day you find a piece of paper that had Bible words on it.
那这就成为他灵修的一个来源。
And that become the source of his devotion.
原来这个主管有人呢给这个主管一本圣经。
And they found out someone gave the supervisor a Bible.
那他就每天用一页。
And every day use one page of it.
那结果后来这个年轻人他被释放了。
And after that, this person we talk about being released.
他正在进行一个计划，盖了一艘船。
He was trying to create a boat secretly.
那他准备逃离这个越南。
He's trying to plan an escape from Vietnam.
那就要他出发的时候，前一天有四个越共来找他。
At the day before he trying to set up departure, there's a four Vietnamese soldiers come approaching.
然后问他说,
and ask him, are you planning a escape?
他说,
no, 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 definitely not.
然后回家之后,
and then he was feeling guilty about saying that kind of thing.
然后跟主祷告说, 主啊,对不起, he
prayed the Lord that I still living this according to my own will.
然后如果这四个人是您所派来的,
if those four persons are sent from you, Lord,
你要他们，你就让他们再回来，那我一定老老实实告诉他们。Then
send them back. I'll tell them that the truth.
结果真的那四个人又回来。And
then after all, the four soldiers came back after all.
那这次呢，回来之后把压到墙壁上，问他说：“你是不是要逃走？”And
the four person continue asking as well.
这时候他勇敢地对他问他们，跟他们讲。And
then he bravely
他说,
said, "Yes." I'm planning an escape.
你们想要怎么样?
What do you want to do to me?
你要把我送进去监狱吗?
Do you want to put me in prison again?
就他们说不是。
And those four soldiers replied, no.
我们也要和你一起走。
We want to join your escape.
结果呢,他们在船上,在这个船要去泰国的途中呢,他们遇见了大风浪。
And then one on the boat that's going to Thailand, they come across a storm.
就是因为有这四个越共跟他在同一条船。
Because of the four soldiers on the boat wasn't not being overturned.
Yeah, 所以那船才没有翻了。
And the boat was able to reach Thailand.
后来这个年轻人也来了美国。
And then at the end of it, this person came to United States.
去伯克莱念完大学。
In Berkeley.
进到商业界。
And he was able to work in a business.
有一天有一个机会，他回到这个布道家，去到了布道家。 他在亚特兰大的这个家去拜访。
And one day he was able to come to visit the home of this evangelist.
就在吃早餐的时候。
During a breakfast meal.
他对这个布道家他的孩子说。
He said to the children of this evangelist.
他说，不论你到哪里。
No matter where you go.
神的爱都会随着你。
God's love will follow you at everywhere.
弟兄姊妹，这年轻人是在苦难的日子里，从神的话语里得坚固、得安慰。
Brother and sister, the young person received great comfort when he was young.
在往后的日子里，他也是不断在神的话语里头经历他的信实。
And during his life journey, continued to experience God's truthfulness.
他深刻地体会到神的爱不离开他。
He was able to comprehend the great love of God.
我们的生活上总会遇到。 艰难、痛苦，甚至是绝望的时候。
As you all know, all of life will come across difficulty and troubles.
在这个时候，只有生命的粮，神的话语能够再一次把人救活。Only
with the bread of life will continue to give us the true life.
能够让人的生命延续下去，并且更丰盛。
Continue strength to continue our life. And revitalize our life.
我们就回到今天所看的这经文。So
let's come back to our Bible passage today.
耶稣在那时候对众人讲论一件事情。
Jesus said to the people.
就讲论到这生活的粮，生命的粮到底有多重要。
The importance of bread of life.
众人刚开始的时候，他们听完了之后，似乎开始感受到那个好处。
And the people start to comprehend the importance of bread of life.
所以他在28节，我们就看见说，他们问说，那我们。 应当做什么才算做神的功呢？
On verse 38, it says, "What must we do to do the works of God? That God requires."
换句话说，我们应该做什么，我们才能够得到这个生命的粮呢？
In other words, what do we do to receive bread of life?
这好像我们听人家介绍某什么东西很好用之后，我们就要问他说：“那你在哪里买呢？”
It's like when people say something really good, and we will ask, "What do we buy that kind of?"
要多少钱呢？
How much money do we?
你开始思考要配多少的代价？
I would start to think about what is the price you're going to pay.
他们问说：“我们应当做什么才算做神的功，才能够去换得这个食物？”
They ask, "What do we have to do to do the works that God requires?"
其实。 永生的食物呢，只有在神那里你才可以找到。In
fact, the bread of life can only be found in God.
那永生的食物有一个商标，有个印记，有一个印封。
The bread of life has a special trademark. and seal.
这是很像封一个商品啊，它封住
一
样。
It's like a commercial product. You will have a trademark or seals on it.
圣经告诉我们，这个商标呢，就是耶稣基督，人子耶稣基督。
The Bible tells us the life of bread has seal of Jesus Christ.
那我们只有透过他，在他里面来到他那里，我们才可以得到这生命的粮。
Only through him, in him, that we can find the bread of life.
换一句商业用语就是说，仅此一家，别无分行。
On the other way, this is the only place you will find the bread of life.
你去到别的地方，你找不到这样的一个食物。
There's no other place you'll find the bread of life.
耶稣说呢，你们要为那存到永生的食物，这个永生的食物就是人子要赐给你们的。
Jesus said, "The life, the bread that endured to the eternal life can only found from the man of Son."
这一句话让我们联想到约翰福音第三章十六节呢，清楚地告诉我们。
From John 3:6 is recorded.
这我们大家很熟悉经文，他说：“神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。”
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son.
那因着爱，神赐下人子耶稣。
Because of love, Jesus gave his Son and his only Son.
因着爱，人子耶稣赐下这永生的食物。
Because of love, the Son of Man gave eternal food.
虽然是爱。
Even though it's the love,
虽然是赐下来给我们的。
Even though it's given to the human being.
可是我们仍然要做工。劳力。
Still, we need to labor and work hard for those.
因为我们都知道，天下没有不劳而获的事。
We all know that there's no free lunch in this world.
这就好像我们这个做研究的人，有的时候我们申请政府的 grant 一样。
It's like if you are involved in the research, you get a grant from the government.
政府补助啊，或者是说我们学生，我们现在高中上大学，或者我们在学校念书的，通常我们要申请什么？奖助金
，and maybe the scholarship, like when you apply for college, you will get scholarship.
这好像我们一些慈善人士他有这种的这叫什么这个钱呢，有时候是遗产呢，要给人一样。
It's like a charity from a person with a good heart.
那是要赐给人的。
It was given to people.
可是你还是要去做工，要劳力。
Even though it's given to you, still need to work.
那什么意思
？What does it mean？
那我先跟你讲一个故事。
Let me tell you a story。
前两天报纸 South Bend 刊登一个消息，不晓得你们有没有看到
？A couple of days ago, there was a news on the South Bend Tribune。It's on the 18th。
对，在那个当中呢，他讲到有一对夫妇在 Michigan 那个地方 Lowell 那个地方有一个夫妇呢。
They talk about a couple in Lowell, Michigan.
他们一生就是过得很简单的生活，可是非常的幸福快乐。
They are living a very simple life, very happy and peaceful.
他们两个就这样过57年。
They lived together for 57 years.
在他们还没有结束，他们还没有退休之前
，before they retired，
这个先生，他是一个农夫，他80个 acre， 80亩地。
The husband has an 80-acre land.
这个太太呢，她是一个middle school 的一个老师。
The wife is a school teacher in the middle school.
那这对恩爱夫妇呢，去到哪里都是一起的。
They go everywhere together.
一起去教会，一起在社区服事，一起
go to church together. Do the community service together.
这个冬天的时候就一起去winter trip 这种冬季的这个旅游。
They go down a vacation in winter time together as well.
不过他们不管去到哪里呢，他们都是只有一点点的开销。
But no matter what they gave, they plan a reasonable cost, not spending all their money.
认识他们人说呢，不管你这个人你有一块钱或10块钱，他们都看你做朋友。
Yeah, this person treasure all the friendship for everybody, no matter they are wealthy or poor.
很可惜，在去年，在11月左右，他们两个在车祸里丧生。
And they both died during a car accident in last November.
可是没有想到。
To everybody's surprise,
大约有70个他的朋友，他的邻居呢，他们非常讶异一件事情。
70 people of his friends and neighbor, they are surprised.
他们这对夫妇竟然留下了160万的美金给他们。
to receive about $1.6 million altogether.
那他们都是这样子节约，从这节约又慷慨的这当中得到这好处。
They save a lot of money for those who are to give this to have this $1.6 million.
那这对夫妇他们没有孩子。
They don't have any children.
那可是他们却活到了90岁。
But they live till they are about 90 years old.
哎，弟兄姊妹，你我是70个人当中其中一个，我们也很高兴，是不是
？If we are one of those 70 people that receive the gift, we'll be very happy too.
但是问题是，你相信吗？
The question is, do you believe?
假如有一天这事情临到你，相信吗
？But one of this day, if you are one of those 70 people that receive the gift, would you believe that?
你要得到那一份东西
，If you are to receive that gift,
你就必须要相信。
You need to believe in it.
那其实，这神要我们做的工或者劳力
，In fact, the labors and the work that God wants us to do.
那是最少的劳力，可是却是最难做的工。
This is the least work, but it's the most difficult work to do.
就是相信。
It is to believe.
他说信神所差来的。
Is to believe the person who is sent by God.
这难不难呢
？Is it difficult?
非常难呢。
It's very difficult.
特别是你从小就崇尚个人奋斗。
Especially.Since you're when you're young, you believe a personal endeavor for success.
你被教导没有神。
You've been taught there's no God.
你被教导进化论。
You've been taught with the revolution.
要你相信这是很困难的事。
If it wants you to believe the existence of God, that sin.
那或者我们过去接受这些民间的信仰。
And in the past, you may receive some folk religion.
我们从小就拜一些的其他的神。
Maybe when you're young, you worship other gods.
我们要信神所差来，这是非常难的事。
It's very difficult to believe the one was sent by God.
或者有一些人，从小开始，除了自己之外，什么宗教信仰都不信的。
Maybe there's a people they only believe in themselves.And they don't believe in any other religion.
要信那差来，神所差来的是非常的困难。
Then it will be very difficult to experience, to believe the person is sent by God.
这信就是我们要的劳力。
To believe the meaning is to spend time and labor.
你可以说我们为什么需要劳力？为什么要做工啊？
You can say that why do we want to work and labor?
那就是因为很难信，所以你需要花劳力去。相信这个东西。
In other words, it's you need to spend time and labor so that you can believe in the one that was sent by God.
你要超越这些理性。
That you need to overcome your rationality.
要超越这个宗教。
Your culture,
文化
the religion, culture.
这个传统。
And the tradition.
超越这些的藩篱。
All of those obstacles that prevent you from believing the one who's sent by God.
你也可能要打破一些固有的一些成见观点。
Maybe you break down a lot of preconception that you have.
那你说好，假如是这样的话，要怎么劳力呢
？Then, if it is true, what kind of labor do we need to do?
劳力就是我们要想办法。
To labor is to think of.
用不同的方式
，using different methods，
我们要尽一切的努力
，try everything，
我们把那些不信
to put disbelief，
把人心里的刚硬
，and your disbelief and your stubborn，
把那些的排斥、个人的厌恶等等这些的障碍
，and your
一个一个除去
，cast all of those away。
许多宣教士，这些爱主的弟兄姊妹，在未信的人身上做的工，正是这样的工。
A lot of people that spend a lot of time, a lot of effort to do those works.
要一个人要相信主，不是那么容易一件事情。
For one person to believe in God, we need to spend a lot of labors.
都是因为劳力而来的。
Because all of those efforts coming from labors.
我相信这儿存到永生的食物劳力是两方面。
The other aspect is the food, the bread of life that will endure to eternal life.
一个是自己要劳力。
One aspect is you need to work hard on it.
另外一方面是我们传福音给别人的人也要劳力。
The other thing, you spread the good news to other people. We also need to work hard on it.
我很感动，就是特别像这种下雪天的时候，我们当中的慕道朋友仍然继续来，继续来。
I'm so touched that even though the weather condition is so hard, we still have people coming to the church.
用不同的方式劳力，要亲近主。
Using a lot of different method, different effort to
come
close to God.
Okay.好，那你说好，我们当信什么呢
？Then, what do we need to believe?
那是耶稣告诉这些人说，你要信那差来的。
Jesus said, you need to believe the one that sent by God.
然后好了，那神差来的话，那一定应该会有神迹喽。
If the person was sent by God, then we should see the miraculous sign or miracles.
所以这些人说好吧，那你们要我信，你要我信的话。那你是神所差来的，那你有没有什么凭据可以给我们看一看呢
？If you want us to believe the one sent by God, then is there any signs or miracles?
那如果是没有什么凭据的话，我们就免谈呢
If there's no proof, then how would you want us to believe in the one sent by God?
那你会不会行神迹啊
？What about can you show us some miracles?
那会的话呢，就变一个来我们看一看喽。
What about some miracle that you can show us?
啊，你有没有什么过去的这些作品呢、啊？可以给我们的做个参考啊。
Is there anything you can show us that you did before?
其实我觉得人信主的过程多半是这样的。
A lot of time when we reflect upon ourselves, isn't that so? We sometimes looking for miracles from God.
当我们信主以前，我们都是理直气壮，想要找证据，讲证据。
Before we believe in God, we're looking for evidence.
我们初信的时候是这样。
When we first believe in God, we're looking for those signs.
那可是我们如果一直保持在这种心态底下
，By we continue remaining in that type of status, looking for evidence,
这表示我们还不明白信心是什么。
Then, most often that we don't know what faith really means.
那我们需要更多的去学习操练这信心的功课。
Then we need to spend more time to practice, the lessons for faith.
好，他们要知道什么神，这个神迹。
And then we, what kind of miracles we have?
他们想知道耶稣会有什么样的神迹。
They want to know what kind of miracle Jesus has.
那他们就跟耶稣跟他讲一个，他们祖宗以前的事情。
And then the people describe the miracles from their ancestors.
那他们众人提到祖宗在旷野吃玛纳的那种经历。
As you read from the verses, they talk about they describe the manna they receive in the field.
我在想，他们可能也要要求主行个类似这样的一种神迹，给他们玛纳吃一吃看。
I think the people also want some kind of miracle, just like manna they their ancestor received in the past.
若是耶稣也能够降下玛纳来给他们吃吃看，或许他们还可以考虑考虑要不要信。
Maybe Jesus, if Jesus can send a manna down from the heaven, they will believe in him too.
那主说有。
Lord said yes.
可是你不要搞错了，这重点不是在这个食物。
But the key point is not on the food.
而是那赐食物的神。
But it's the God who sent the food.
这个玛纳只是天上的粮的一个表征。
Manna is nothing but the food that coming down from heaven.
那个真正的粮是神要赐给你们的，那是维持你们生命的。
The true food is the food that will sustain your life.
那个能够维持你真正生命不是玛纳。
To sustain your daily living, to sustain your life is not the manna.
你们要留意去看现在神要给你们这个真粮。
You need to pay attention to the true bread that God wants to give to you.
这样你们的生命才能够持续到永远。
Then your life will sustain to eternity.
这关键就在于你信吗
？And the key question is, do you believe?
你相信神所降下来这从天而来这真的粮这灵粮吗
？Do you believe the true food that coming down from heaven?
我们说信就是你去接受，你去拾取，你去吃下去。
When we say we believe, it means we want to receive, you want to take, and you want to eat the food from heaven.
然后读到这里的时候，我想到一件事情。
While I read this verses, I will be reflecting upon on certain things that I have before.
那许多时候人是相信。
A lot of time people believe in certain matters.
可是我们就是吃不下神的话。
But you just cannot consume consume God's word.
这好像我们在吃那个新的食物一样。
Just like when you every time you have a new kind of food.
我们家老是呢，看我吃什么，他都要吃。
My fourth son, every time he see that I was eating new food, then he want to have a piece of it too.
He
say, it will stand in front of me that I want to eat too.
好啊，那吃我就分你喽。
And then I will share a piece of that food with you.
嘴巴打开,
Open up your mouth.
咬一口,
I want to have a piece of you.
马上给我吐出来。
And then he wouldn't like it and spit it out.
吃不下。
He cannot have it.
我觉得圣经里头每一句话也是这样。
I believe every word in the Bible has the same situation.
也许我们可以相信这是神的话语。
We believe the words from God.
可是对于那些超过我们理性范围能够了解那些话，我们就是吃不进去。
A lot of words and concepts that are beyond our comprehension that we just won't be able to take in and consume them.
我想有时候众人可能也还没搞清楚耶稣到底在讲这粮食到底在讲什么。
A lot of time, the crowd may not understand what the true food that Jesus was talking about.
他们就很大胆跟耶稣说：“主啊，尝将这粮给我们。”
So Lord, give us the food.
那人信仰的过程，有的时候是很激动，但是也是很冲动。
During our faith, a lot of time we're really excited to accept the faith.
我们都是这样，先说，先要了再说吧。
A lot of time we'll take up the faith first.
那反正呢，好的话就留下来。
Keep the one that we like.
那不好的话呢，我们就扔了嘛。
The one we don't like, then we cast.
对我们来说，反正也没啥损失。
For us, it's really not big deal.
所以我们很多时候信得来，离得也快。
A lot of time with that, we get into the faith very quickly, but a portion of faith will start to degrade.
那我们快快的接受，也是快快的放弃。
We accept the faith very quickly, and we give up a portion of it very quickly too.
所以我们常常要鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们要弄清楚这真理到底是什么。
So I want to encourage brothers and sisters to make sure what we believe in.
我们不希望弟兄姊妹是信得糊里糊涂。We
don't want to have a mixed up faith.
那可是我们也不能否认说我们信过去的确是糊里糊涂。
We certainly sometimes we believe that we have a faith that's kind of messed up.
可是慢慢这个信可以是慢慢的后面再慢慢补回来的。
But there's definitely a way to continue to revive.
我们要继续在真理上来扎根建造。
We need to continue to revive our faith.
这样才不会在生活的风暴里被吹倒。
So that we will sustain during the storm in our life.
其实主不是没有粮，会断粮。
God always has food, never lack of food.
我们向主求，常常将这粮给我们。
When we ask Lord to give us the food continuously.
相对的，我们也要常常吃这粮。
On the other hand, not only asking, we also need to eat constantly.
那我们常常买圣经。
We need to buy the Bible all the time.
只要便宜的时候，我们就买一本。
When they are inexpensive, then we'll buy one.
去参加什么特会，又在推销什么样的版本的圣经，我们再买一本。
When we go to a certain Christian convention, if there's a Bible on sale, we buy another copy of it.
那这是很好。
This is really good.
可是我们常常买，我们要常常看，常常读。
Not only we want to buy a new Bible, we also need to spend time read Bible constantly.
许多时候我们灵里贫乏，我们灵性软弱。
A lot of time we have spiritual weakness, and sometimes the spiritual life are rather low.
那往往就是因为我们不吃贫血的结果。
It's most of the times because we are not wanting to eat the spiritual food.
哎，你知不知道什么是厌食症？
Do you know what a anorexia is? Some kind of eating disorder.
那这个根据这厌食症这个他们的说法呢，就是说这个厌食症的患者他拒绝维持最低的正常体重。
These kind of eating disorder, they refuse to maintain the minimum body weight.
强烈害怕体重增加。
They fear the increase of body weight.
那他说这个平均年龄发病年龄是17岁。
And this type of eating disorder typically happens between 10 and 30.
因为我们教会就是17岁，你知道吗？我们教会今年17年。
Our church is at age of 17.
他说这有很多的原因呢，有的时候是因为转学、离家去外地求学，或在身体、情感受创伤之后，但是大部分人为隐藏而渐进的这个发病。
There's a lot of factor affecting those. Either they are changing school or leaving a home or something that changing their body condition, emotional problems.
哎，我们当中有很多转学离家到外地的，
We
我们有没有厌食
have a
的？
lot of people that transfer and going to other towns.
然后早期呢，这个被发现是因心理因素。
And most of this eating disorder was discovered because of psychological problem.
但是后来在研究发现它是复杂性，
And
很
after
复
that,
杂的。
you find out actually it's very complicated.
那就很有意思。第一个，他说是个人因
There are
素。
actually three different type of element that contributing to eating disorder. One of them is personal factor.
那因为一些什么心理的恐惧啊，就成长冲突、性格偏差等等，这。
During a young age is because of fear internally, or maybe there's something has to do with the growth
那只
and
要有
personal characters problems.
这个人因素的话，这对治疗是相当不利的。
If this type of personal issue is very difficult to cure,
另外还有一个因素是家庭的因
there's
素。
another factor that has to do with the family.
还有一个因素，社会文化的这个
The
因
other
素。
one is the society and cultural problem.
当我看到这的时候，我想到这个灵命，我们的灵命厌食症啊，或许人也有这种所谓的灵命厌食症啊，只是我们不晓得。
Then this could apply to us too. We have a spiritual anoresia.
那这也是值得我们去研究探讨的题目。
And we probably will spend some time to understand this as well.
那为什么我们会对这生命的粮也会有这种排斥、拒绝的
How
现
come
象呢？
we also have a eating disorder in our faith?
我想，我们至少啊，我们不是只有这三个，但至少也有受这三方面的因素影响。
At least those three factors will apply to spiritual eating disorder.
一个是个人的因素。
Personal factor.
那我们有时候偏差，我们就不想要去，这个个性的偏差，我们跟对灵命上的一些看法偏差等
Maybe
等。
a personal difference that we have that kind of problem.
也有可能是家庭因素。
Maybe because of a problem in the family.
我们家人也没有人在吃这个灵粮。
And no one else is eating the spiritual food
那 who
either.
cares？
And
没有人
who
care。
cares?
那或者是有的时候我们是只是强迫孩子吃，自己也没吃。
And a lot of time we ask children to eat, but we don't eat the spiritual food ourselves.
那到一个地步，他们就反感了。
To a certain degree, and they don't want to eat the food either.
那也有可能是社会文化的因
And
素。
maybe because of the problem in the society.
那我们是受这个朋友啊、这个同事、邻居啊、弟兄姊妹互相影响。
Maybe influence from your neighbor, influence from your peers.
那大部分人都不想吃。
Because it's look like general problem of eating disorder in spiritual life.
那所以我们也不会有特别有什么欲望想去吃。
So we'll have the same problem as well.
不晓得是不是除了这三个因素，还有其他因素？我相
I'm
信。
not sure those are the only three factors that are affecting this type of spiritual eating disorder.
那重要不是探讨这因素而已。
The important thing is not to understand or study these factors.
而是说，我不晓得我们是不是也有自己有觉得有这种灵命这个厌食症的现象。
It's the most important thing is we need to examine ourselves. Do we have this type of spiritual anoresia?
有没有这样的现象？
Do we have that kind of situation ourselves?
有吗？
Yes?
有举手？
No?
都没有啊，我们食欲都很好。
We all have a very good appetite.
万一，OK，算你们都很好。万一我有的话怎么办？
What if I have that type of spiritual anoresia?
我想一个
What do I have to do?
最基本处理就是我们必须有一个警觉的意识。
The most important thing you should have alertness.
也就是说，这种厌食、灵命厌食症呢，是一种必须处理的问题。
In other words, this type of situation is something definitely to deal with.
这不是你可以放着不理会的问
It's
题。
not something you put it away, you don't need to worry about it.
你只要去看那些厌食症的人，你就知道，有的瘦的真的是很可怜的。
You will find out that the people have this type of symptom or eating disorder. It's really painful.
有厌食症到死的人有没有？有。
There's people die because of eating disorder.
怎么办？
And what do you need to do?
那我想有一个医疗的方式。
There is a way to resolve this type of
那这
situation.
不是我们第一次提出来了。
This is not the first time I mentioned this.
那这是我们3个礼拜前已经开始讲同
We
样一件
started
事情。
talking about this about 3 weeks ago.
什么样的方
practical
式？
measure.
这医疗方式呢？假如你有这现象，
If you have this type of spiritual eating disorder,
第一个就是参加地方教会信徒灵命的塑造。
The first step you do is participate the spiritual formation.
我们星期四晚上，刚刚开始。
We started the first first season on last Thursday.
Yeah, 那前两就是前几天的星期四晚上，我们刚刚开始第一课。
We start the first lesson this season.
假如你错过这机会，没有关系。
If you miss this opportunity,
我们今天下午3:30会再开一班。
And we have the second series class starting on this afternoon.
那总共只有10课而已。
There's ten lessons all together.
就好像你去看医生看几次之后，你就慢慢你的灵命就活过来。
Just like you go to see a doctor, go see 10 sessions, then your spirit will be revived.
昨天在小组的时候，在小组里头，弟兄姊妹跟他们告诉他们这个好消息。
I was sharing this with the small group study yesterday.
他们说牧师啊，你已经很忙，五个孩子要照顾了，你不要为我们担心呢。
The pastor, you have 5 children you have to take care of. Don't worry about all of us now.
但是你要知道，我家里是五个孩子。
But I got 5 children in my house.
但是神在教会里托付给我属灵的孩子不止五个。
But there is a lot of children in this church.
是几十个啊。
There's
几十个孩子。
Quite a few.
所以我们一起，我不能只有顾家里。
So not only I need to pay attention to the kids, my
家里只是教会的缩影一样。
The family is just a small set of part of the church.
教会有需要，家里有需要，教会也有需要。
There's a need in my family. There's also need in the church.
家里的孩子要喂养，教会弟兄姊妹灵命也要喂养。
The children in the family need to be fed. So is the children in the church.
是不是？
Is that true?
那耶稣不是就是跟着约翰这么说吗？
Jesus tell John just like that.
他说你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
那爱是什么？
What is love?
喂养我的羊。
Feed my lambs.
好，这是第一个，你可以买帮助我们。
That's the first thing you can do practically.
另外一个就是每日操练这个灵修。
And then the second thing is daily devotion.
那这个每日灵修呢，我们上次一开始的时候有给大家那个每一个月一张那个表啊。
I gave everyone that's like a schedule for every month.
那个不是叫你一次每天这样子一排这样读过去，那你读不完，只有新约就好。我现在为了避免我们大家的混淆。
To prevent confusion.
那我特别请百秀帮我们做了这种每个月一张，漂不漂亮？
So like、
像书签型的。
A book like that you can keep.
携带方便。
Every month.
你就可以夹在圣经里面，
like,
每天。就看一个就勾一个。
You can put an insert like in your Bible. That's right, pretty convenient.
那这不是给你看做书签而已啊。
This is something for you to go through. This is.
我们要去看。
We need to read through.
我们要去吃神的话语。
To consume God's words.
那若是你说我不知道怎么吃怎么办
？If I don't know how to eat God's words.
那回到这个医疗的第一步，请你参加教会地方。这个 信徒灵命塑造的这个课程
，the spiritual formation class. If you don't know how to study God's words,
这课程要帮助我们，告诉我们怎么去吃神的粮。
This is the class specially prepared how to study God's words.
还有一个帮助我们灵命这个能够成长的一个方式，就是操练祷告。
And the third thing to do to revive our spiritual life is practice prayer.
我们这个礼拜三特别，这个礼拜三7:00，假如你对这个祷告会有这个负担，要更新要成长的话。
If you have burden for the prayer meeting,
请你7:00来，我们一起讨论。
I'd like to ask you to come at 7:00 so we can discuss the prayer meeting.
那盼望透过这些读经、祷告等等这种方式，这个课程的这个上这个课程。
Through the classes, through the devotions and prayer.
求主来医治我们心灵这个疾病。
And God will heal spiritual illness in us.
让我们有一种属灵的胃口。
That we have the appetite for spirits.
我们愿意多吃。
That we want to eat more.
我们的灵里可以健壮，更丰盛。
Then our spiritual life can be strengthened and be enriched.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们要知道，我们在主里这样一个生命，一个重生的生命，是主耶稣用重价
But we all know that the rebirth life is paying with a great ransom.
这是非常宝贵的。
Those are very precious.
往往没有一个人是轻看他。
I hope no one, I hope everyone pay great attention to this.
没有人让这样的一个生命任它萎缩死亡。
No one will let the life can be withered and eventually die.
许多时候听弟兄姊妹 生了这个 baby 之后，听弟兄姊妹的分享啊。
A lot of time we have the newborn baby in the church.
许昌那 baby 往我们一个礼拜出来。
Brother Xu Chang has the newborn baby right after mine.
听他分享，哇 ，baby 很喜欢吃。
Now we know that the newborn baby is really desired.
长得很大。
And grow really fast.
好多我们教会弟兄姊妹都很会养 baby.
And we know that children's the family in this church really know how to bring the baby up.
可是呢，相对的，我们家的 baby.
On the contrary, the baby in my house, my family.
我可以告诉你，我们他每一个盎司增加都是非常宝贵的。
That it's so difficult to grow 1 ounce.
他要增加一个盎司都是不容易的。
It's not easy for my baby to grow 1 ounce.
我想对一个做父母来说，
For parents.
看到这个 baby 不成长的话，他一定很难过。
Yeah, it will feel really difficult when the baby doesn't grow.
若是因为他不吃死掉，会更痛心。
Yeah, it will really heartbroken if the baby died because not eating.
属灵生命也是一样。
Same thing with the spiritual life.
主给我们一个新的生命。
Lord, give us the new life.
若是我们不成长的话，
If we don't grow,
我相信主看在心里也会很难过。
That our Lord will heartbroken too.
让我们在信息结束之前，我们让一起思考一个生命的问题。
At the conclusion of my message, that's reflect upon one important.
你真的体会到你的生命是一个奇异的恩典吗？
Would you really believe that your life is a miracle of grace?
你真的是珍惜这样一个生命吗？
Do you actually treasure this reborn life?
若是的话，
If you do,
那我们就要继续喂养， 让这生命维持下去。
Then we need to continue nourish this life was given to our Lord.
你若真的看你的生命是宝贵的，
If you really treasure your life,
我们就要吃生命的粮。
Then we need to eat the bread of life.
弟兄姊妹， 这宝贵的生命要投资在哪里？
This precious life, what do you want to invest your precious life to?
神给我们的生命， 这个时间我们要用在哪里？
What do you want to spend your life on?
难道还是在那些必坏的食物上吗？
You still spend your time on the food that will spoil?
还是存到永生的食物？
Or you want to spend time for the food that will endure?
你想过这神赐给你我新生命又是为了什么吗？
Do you know what It's God's purpose or our newborn life.
我们生命的目标，生活的目标在哪？
What is our purpose of our life?
难道是又回去这世界与罪结合吗？
Isn't that going back to the world again, secular world?
请记得，我们罪就是说不合神心意的生活就是罪。
Remember that the sin is the thing that's not pleasing to our Lord.
新生命是为了这样的一种生活吗？
Is it a new life for this kind of things that we're doing that now?
还是我们从世界分别出来？
Or we need to consecrate it from the world.
我们能够为主而活。
Live for the Lord.
我们能够进入永生。
And enter the eternity.
巴不得我们能够重新思考生命的问题。
I'm hoping that everyone can start dwell upon the important things of our life.
好吧，我们一起来唱《宝贵十字架》这首诗歌。
Let's sing the songs together, The Precious Cross.